Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Life Tea with Angel, a place for you to sit down, have some fun discussing life, change, the interesting things happening across the New Age community, and some of those interesting people doing awesome work for you. Callers are always welcome, and I do enjoy answering your questions and giving brief readings on the air. So come on in, I invite you to sit down, pour a cup of great tea, and join me for 30 minutes of tea chat. Good morning and happy Friday. It is a beautiful day as always. It is Friday, the 28th. We are almost to the end of the month here. And for those of you who join me every Friday, it's good to see you. It's good to hear you. It's good to chat with you today. Today's subject on Ignite and Evolve Radio is Ignite Your Faith to Making Your Way to the End of the Race. A lot of people that I've been engaged with, my clients and the people that I know, have been challenged this past couple weeks with just wrestling through change, wrestling through their fears, wrestling through the obstacles that we step into as we move through our lives, and then doing what we need to do, doing what we're encouraged to do, doing what we are guided to do so that we can get to the other side and get to the goal, whatever that goal may be, make our dreams happen. And then there's those 3 steps, 4 steps, 5 steps, 2 days, 3 days, 6 weeks, whatever the time frame is, where your life kind of stops and you have to have faith that it's going to be okay. Working your way to the last parts of the runs of the obstacles and knowing that it's going to be okay. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So as always, before we do anything, I want to take a moment and everybody just kind of stop. If you're driving or doing anything where your attention is the primary focus of what you're doing, don't stop. You know, you can listen in the background, maybe come back to the rebroadcast and reengage to get the message that may come to you. But for the rest of us, just stop for a second, take a deep breath, and just relax and be ready to receive whatever grounding information, whatever clearing information, whatever messages come through for you. May they be clear, maybe they be poignant, and may they be exactly what it is you're looking for. As always, I am going to take calls as I go through today's content. So if you're on the list and you're waiting to get through, be patient. I'll get to you as quickly as I can. And the call-in number for guests is 917-932-1778. That number is 917-932-1778. I'll also ask that you visit my website, igniteevolvecoaching.com, where you find lots of really useful information. The shows are tied in there. Got a forum that's going to be going up next week where you can ask questions, and the content, the support processes, online classes, and other tools are there for you to engage in. And I highly encourage you to join my mailing list. And please, by all means, if you're listening to my show live or recorded, take a moment to follow the show on Blog Talk Radio. We have a lot of listeners, but not a lot of followers, and we want to get more prominent, a little more visible, and a little more support from Blog Talk in terms of letting people know about the show. So thank you. That's all my commercial information. Now moving on to the programming. Igniting your faith. What does that mean? One of the things I did was I looked up a couple of definitions for the word faith to really get some clarity on what we're going to talk about today. And Webster's Dictionary defines one definition of faith is complete trust and confidence in someone or something. Right? I really like that definition because it speaks to everything, regardless of what your modality or process is, you know, whether you have faith in the divine wisdom of God or you just have faith in some other process. To have confidence and trust in someone or something, this is something that is going to take you to the next space, and it's something that's the hardest test to creating life's purpose within you and have it unfold around you. In the case of making your life stream happen, there are 2 points of faith that you must consider. There's faith in, of course, in that divine wisdom in God or whatever the process is that you engage in. But, my friend, you have to have some faith and some trust in something outside of yourself that will help you bring calm and hope in your vision and your dreams. And, of course, faith and trust in yourself. You have to believe in yourself, right? You have to believe that these steps that you have taken, these deeds that you've put into place and these works that you have done are going to get you to where you need to go and that you have everything you need, the tools, the abilities, everything that you need is there so you can accomplish that. I'm going to start taking calls, and when I pick up the phone, I'm going to ask that you state your first name, ask your question, and please keep your question in the lines of today's content. Tomorrow night, I will be doing some question and answers, just regular readings on the air. So if you want to speak to something that's not around the content of today's show, you can call back tomorrow, or you can listen, or you can think about what you're struggling through and what you need to have faith in. And one question, please. I can handle follow-up questions offline. You can contact me via my webpage at igniteevolvecoaching.com. And we need to keep our call short or so that other callers can get in. So those are the only rules that I have. I'm going to take my first caller. Good morning. Welcome to Ignite Evolve Radio. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee. How are you this morning or this afternoon, depending on where you are?
Great. Thank you. The place that I'm working at is going to be going out of business. And where do you see me going from here? I mean, do you see me getting a job right away, or does it look positive?
Well, what we're talking about, so it's interesting that you asked that question, because I am going to try to keep the topic along the lines of what we're talking about in the show today. And faith is really key to where you're at right now. You know, I'm not feeling that anything is going to come to an end for you. You know, that there's a saying that applies very appropriately to the situation you're in. When God closes a door, he opens another window. This opportunity mm-hmm. is only going to make way for another opportunity for you. It's going to feel real uncomfortable. It's going to feel kind of scary, but it's only going to be a very short period of time that you're going to go through this confusion. You're definitely have to find it within you to have faith in the two aspects of faith in yourself, because you have the skills to get this other opportunity that you're reaching out to. You just have to continue to push and reach out to the other opportunity. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So don't be afraid. Don't let the veil of this situation cloud where you're at. It's almost like you've asked for this because you're trying to jump to the next level. So things are happening the way they're supposed to happen, but it's so easy to get panicky because it feels mm-hmm. final, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But it's not. It's not final. It's just part of the process. It's just picture yourself walking on a path, okay? And you're just stepping mm-hmm. on the path and everything is calm. And this is just one of those places you're going to step out of to get to the next level. And the lessons that need to be learned here for the people that have started this business and operated this business and all this stuff are not your lessons. So the pain is not your pain.
Okay.
You have to let all that go. You're going to go over to the next level. We all have our lessons, and that's what they're dealing with their lessons, right?
Yeah, it's just such a negative atmosphere to be in, and it's totally dragging me down.
Don't let it, because you're letting it go. And so you've been in a situation where you need to let this go, and you're supposed to have let it go a long time ago. So it's mm-hmm. almost like things are happening so that you'll step into next. This is not where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be doing something else. And so it's time for you to kind of take a deep breath and take that courageous step. And it's not going to be long. It's going to feel scary, because it's going to feel like an eternity. Back on it, it's not going to be long. So you're not going to go without. Is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
So don't stress. Do not stress.
Okay.
But continue to focus on reaching out to that other opportunity. You've got some opportunity that you're trying to manifest. Continue to do
mm-hmm.
that, because you're moving in the right direction.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Do you feel better? Do you feel better?
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I feel better.
Okay, good, good, okay. Good. Have a good day. Spend this weekend working on the process of trust, okay?
Yes. Okay, I will.
And keep in
Thank
touch
you.
With me and let me know how things are. Thank you, and God bless you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Awesome call. And so as I was going through, I'm gonna kind of step back into what I was talking about before, is the trust. What I find is really interesting as we go through this process is we will want to manifest something in our lives, a new job, a new living space, a new relationship, a new opportunity for education. We'll try to manifest this. We'll focus on manifesting this. And as we go through the process of getting clarity around what it is that we need to do, what it is we're supposed to do, we'll come to the realization that where we are is not where we're supposed to be. So we'll make a decision. I need to make a change. We'll make that decision, but we won't make the steps happen out of fear of change, fear of many things, because we're human and it's natural. It is natural for us to feel safe and want to stay where it's safe, wanting to stay in the cave for fear of what's happening outside. But without stepping outside, you don't get the excitement of living, right? Very few of us would live and be joyous in the darkness and the dampness of a cave. But when the storm is out and the wind is blowing and the noises are coming and the animals are growling outside, it's easier to stay inside the cave, even though the cave is crumbling around us at our feet. So if you have a clear vision and you have a clear connection and you're manifesting with great power, you can often create a scenario where the cave just falls around you and makes you depart, right? And that's where many of us find ourselves in today. And rather than seeing the opportunity of, wow, maybe I need to step into this change, we can join in the mire of this the darkness or the discomfort or the unpleasantness of the change. So I'm encouraging you to do this for me. I want you to take a moment to consider the magical nature of this process and enjoy it and embrace it. The change is coming. The job is changing. Maybe you're being released from your place of work. There are very few things that hurt the human spirit more than being released from the place of employment. I had a client contact me this week. This myself and my you know, present day job. You know, when people are released, it's sad, it's upsetting, it's a downer, we'll say, and it makes you feel many emotions. And if I can share with you, many years ago, I had a job where it was really time for me to go. I wanted to pursue other things. At the time, I was really into entertainment. I wanted to pursue my career as a performer. And I was kind of locked in this job, and it wasn't working. It wasn't working on my side. It wasn't working on their side. I was young. It just wasn't working. So, you know, but I didn't have the courage to step up, step off, and move on. So I created a situation where my job just, my duties just weren't necessary anymore. And I was released, was laid off with a very lucrative package that gave me the opportunity to pursue what I wanted to pursue. And to this day, I will never forget how joyous I was when it happened and how confused my employers were when they gave me the news. I was like, you know, hip, hip, hooray. And I remember that feeling, and I hold on to that feeling every day. And when I coach people and mentor people, I use that story a lot, because when we have to remember that saying that I just shared with the last caller. When a door is closed, when God closes a door, he will always, it's not sometimes, it's not often, it's not some, maybe, he always leaves another window open. It is our duty to glance over and reach for that other window, not to focus on the door that's closed, not to focus and hammering our fists on the wall in fear, crying and screaming that this door has been closed. It may hurt. It may be painful. It may be torturous, that the idea of letting this process go. But my friend, you have to remember the power of your life awaits you on the other side of the window, not the door. I'm going to say that again. The power of your life waits for you outside of the window, not the door. We've been working together for a while here, and I've been working through the processes of acceptance, of change, focus, all the things to help you make your life dreams come to pass, right? It is the hardest step. It's harder than just working through the obstacles. We often feel like working through the fears and the obstacles are the hardest part. They are difficult. They are very difficult. It's so hard to face your inner demons, to let go of the past, to work through the things that you're afraid of. It's so difficult, right? But what's even more difficult is waiting through that time between when you've released everything and you've shouted out to the universe, I am ready, and you step on the stage, and then it all comes to pass. It could take anywhere from 2 seconds to 10 years, right? And we have to wait through that time being patient and being told we're patient. And people come to me all the time, as the last caller did, saying, is it going to be okay? Because we get afraid. We can't, our faith is challenged. And I tell you, it's okay to be challenged. We're human. It's okay to be challenged. Seem to be having some reception difficulties. It's okay to be challenged. It really is. It is not okay to give up. Don't give up on yourself. I don't know if you guys are hearing interference, but I'm getting interference, and I think it's interesting, and I want to remind you guys, when there's messages coming through and you have your fears you got to work through, you got to punch through, right? I got to punch through the interference to make sure that you get this message. I had about 4 callers, and everybody got disconnected at the same time, so we're having some sort of reception. So if you can call back, the number again, 917-932-1778. One more time, 917-932-1778. And I'm happy to take your call. For the rest of us, again, please do check out the website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. I'm going to have a weekly chat here in a couple of weeks where we're going to speak specifically to helping people focus. And the launch of the Golden Ring Group, which we'll talk about next week at the start of the month, to kind of get the process rolling on making you all life millionaires, to make the processes more supportive for you. That's my goal. Having faith in yourself, my friend, is important. And now we're going to talk about that for as long as the systems will let me stay on the air here. Having faith in yourself is the biggest victory that you're going to have. We have skills that we learn, and we have skills that we are born with. We have talents that we learn, and we have talents that we are born with and inherit. When you come to the planet and you are guided to do something, you have all the tools that you need to make that happen. You have everything you need. I have talked to so many people that are so talented and so educated and so skilled, yet so unsure as to whether or not they can do the things that they want to do. And I say to each of you, of course you can. You can dance in your living room by yourself because you love to dance. You can take a deep breath and step outside and dance for the public. The choice is yours. You have a choice. You can choose to pursue your calling, or you can choose to hide in the cave, right? And I'm going to ask of you to consider this. You have a support system. You have a defensive line and you have an offensive line. I like to use football. Football season's here. I love football. You have the team that's going to help you get there. All here, they've all shown up. The divine is here. The archangels are here. Your guides are here. Your ancestors are here. Everyone is here to support what you're up to today. You've gone to school. You've gone to actual scholastic education. You've gone through the school of hard knocks, as they used to call it. You've gone through the school of life. You have developed yourself in your modality, if you're on the path of the spiritual practitioner. You have meditated. You have done everything you need to do to hone your art, to hone your skill. But now, it's on you to take that step up and out to do the thing that you need to do. And know that when you step out to do the thing you need to do, that you're going to have everything to support you. There is no failure in an attempt. There's only the lesson and how to do it different next time you do it, right? Every time you step out in front of the public to speak, every time you step on the stage to perform, every time you step in the boardroom to make a presentation, there is no failure. People can decide to engage with you or not, right? You can do your presentation. You can do your presentation and they'll say no, because they can choose as well. There's no judgment against your process if they say no. It isn't. No judgment. It just means it's not going to work. It's just like going on a date. So all you need to do is step away from that particular presentation and make some, perhaps some decisions about what you can do to hone up your skill. And just like the batter, it was a new sports analogy. I don't know anything about baseball, but the next time you go up to bat, you'll just improve. Every time you go up, you'll improve. I don't know if you guys are hearing that. That is just terrible, the feedback that I'm getting on my line. So I hope you guys can still hear me. But where I was going with that was, I want you to remember that you are here for a purpose, and that through that purpose, you will be victorious. So now we're going to talk about victory. And I may end the show early because of all the bad feedback that we're getting on the air. All right. What is victory? So many people feel victory is accomplishing in a positive way that thing that you're trying to accomplish. Winning. End of story. That's what people tell me. Victory is winning. You are not victorious unless you are winning. I want to modify that for you for a moment. Must not always win. Sometimes the greatest victories are in the defeat. Victory is not always just winning. Victory is in the attempt, in the successful attempt at accomplishing your dream. I'm going to say that again. The successful accomplishing your dream. That is victory, my friend. Stepping out and doing. Stepping into the do, so to speak. That is your victory. Make a victory every day. A few weeks ago, we had a comedian on that was a guest, and that was really fun chatting with him. And he spoke about how he makes a point every day to do something in his craft. It is a job to him. He doesn't just play. He does it. He wakes up in the morning. He has an office in his home, and he engages in it. He makes a step every day. And I engage with this young man every day. He is out there, and he is loud and proud on social media. Every action that he takes is about his dream every day. And he's going to hit his dream. It's going to be a powerful dream. If you make a step every day, an action every day, if you step into the do every day as part of your mission, as part of your dream, everything that you do, every single day, even if it's one action, that is your victory. And just like that ball player that I alluded to, you will swing. The first time you might miss. Second time you may miss again. The third time you may just catch the surface of the ball. The fourth time you may hit a really wild one out to the side. And sooner or later, you're going to start hitting those bad boys really heavy. And next thing you know, you become the home run king, right? With practice comes profession. I don't say perfect, I say profession. Trying to attain perfection can drive one insane, right? So practice makes profession, because you will get better and better and better and better every time you do it. You can't practice by sitting at home waiting till you're ready, right? I hear that a lot. I'll get to it when I'm ready. As soon as I feel like I'm ready, I'm going to do it. As soon as I get to it, I'm going to do it. I'm not quite ready yet. But they don't step out. You can't stay in the cave and prepare yourself for the mission. You can't stay inside and prepare yourself for battle. You have to get in it to prepare yourself. You have to be a part of it and make it real to prepare yourself. You have to bite into your dream, body, mind, and spirit, to make it happen. And that is the muscle of faith. If you are in it to shake your faith. If you are hiding, it is easy to shake your faith, right? I want it to be difficult for someone to shake you off the foundations of your faith. You have to take time every day to engage with your Creator, whether it is whatever your modality, whatever your faith is. You have to take time daily so that you can get that reignition of that source energy to remind you that you're not alone. You have to take steps every day to engage with your process. You have to go through that process of gratitude and forgiveness every day. These are the things that have to be a part of who you are if you are up to something powerful. I encourage you to come to my website once more, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. I have some keynotes there for you that will be helpful. I'm looking forward to hearing from those of you that I wasn't able to get on the phone. So please do hit me up on email. I'll be doing a show tomorrow, a live broadcast tomorrow, which will be all readings. I ask that if you are interested in participating in that, when I do my live reading programs, I can't get to everybody. I only have 30 minutes. So please call early. Make sure you follow the format, and we got to keep the calls brief. Take a moment now to go, even if you're listening to the rebroadcast, and follow my page here on Blog Talk Radio. And I encourage you to make sure that you are engaged every day. I have a couple of products that I've uploaded on my website, some meditations and some lectures around focus and around having your faith and igniting your spirit so that you can move forward to the next level. I want you to remember this before I depart. It's so easy to believe in something when it's sitting right in front of you. It's not as easy to believe in it when you're just supposed to know it's there, when it's somewhere way out in front of you. And that's where many of us are, where our dreams are way out in front of us and they're there. Maybe they're so close we can almost touch them. Maybe they're so far away we can barely see them in the horizon. But you got to have that faith. So I hope this has been helpful, because I do enjoy bringing information. I look forward to chatting with you again. Remember, you can find me here every Friday morning at 9 o'clock Pacific time, every Wednesday evening at 8:30 Pacific time, the last Saturday of every month, where I do my readings over the air. And I will be doing some webinars coming up, and I have some workshops coming to the community. So I look forward to meeting many of you as we come to the community near you with our Ignite Your Life programming. Have a joyous and wonderful, wonderful weekend. I'll be talking to some of you tomorrow night. And remember, as Angel always says, ignite your life today so that you can evolve it tomorrow.